Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Heavy Pencil.
An actor of my experience, you just get wrung dry.
A podcast sitcom
with Anna Crilly
and Tony Gardner.
I played Edmund Gelder, and he played Fanny Snatch.
The Observer called it
a lovely thing, wonderfully funny, pitched perfectly, produced with a light touch.
I'm not having any more of this. I need you to pull me off immediately.
Heavy Pencil from Great Big Owl.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Hello, my darlings. Welcome to the Anna Mann podcast. This is Anna Mann, actress, singer, welder. Gotta have a backup. These are my memories.
I am Anna Mann is who I am. I am Anna...
That's too high, darling. I did say that.
Oh, God, I'm absolutely drenched. Utterly soaked. I'm completely soaked through. I'm absolutely wet. All over. In case you were wondering, any of you, I know none of you have bothered to ask how I am, but then you can't. I keep forgetting I'm recording this, aren't I? I have to stop doing that. It played havoc when I was recording my memoirs. I kept asking the listener why they weren't clapping. No, but in case you are asking how I am, I'm absolutely drenched, is the answer, from head to foot, then back up again and across to the other foot, plus the arms. I'm shivering. Do you hear that? That's my teeth chattering. They're musical teeth, you see. I had them fitted a few years ago. I really fucking regret it, actually. Anyway, yes, it's me, Anna Mann, actress, singer, and fish dentist, actually. You've got to branch out these days. You really have. The theatres are fucked. We have to find different things to do. Rishi Sunak said so. So I thought, all right, what can I do? Fish dentist. Do you know why I thought of that? Anyone? You can guess at home. I thought fish dentist because that's a thing I haven't heard of yet. You see, that's what you've got to do. To make the big bucks, you've got to think of the thing nobody's thought of yet. You know that film, The Wolf of Wall Street? The Wolf of Wall Street. There's a bit where he says, sell me this pen. Sell me this pen. And everyone goes, oh, okay, well, it's a lovely pen, blah, blah, blah. You know, no. Sell me this pen. Well, if you're looking for a pen, then this has to be, no. Sell me this pen. And the man who gets it right says, do you have a pen? And you say, no, here's your pen. You see, it's very simple. So I applied that to fish dentistry. As it's known, I said, is there anyone doing dentistry on fish? You know, just for people at home with their pets. No, was the answer. Right, well, I'll fucking do it then. So I got my best friend Sue Clinch. She's very good with her hands. If you can call them hands, they're more like something on the end of a grappling gun. You know, she's not well, bless her. But she's very good with them, and she's been attempting to work out how to make these tiny little fish drills, little mirrors. She's got to make all these little mirrors and all the drills for the fish and the little, you know, the pokey things that where they poke your teeth. It feels very weird, doesn't it? She's got to make lots of those for the fish. And then I've been trying to work out how to get a sticker on a fish that says, well done. And the big thing I've had to look at is how do you get a fish to say, ah, which we've been practising all week. We've been practising it on my granddaughter Lemon's goldfish, bless it. It's very hard because, you know, a fish tends to sort of go, you know, like that, doesn't it? Sort of opens its mouth and closes it, open, close. You've got to kind of get in, dentistry, get out, you know. Anyway, we spend all this time. We managed to max out all of Sue's credit cards making this shit. And most of the stuff we bought was just cocktail sticks and pipe cleaners. So where the money went, we don't know. It's very windy here, by the way. If you can hear wind, then it's not me. It's the wind. It's really howling quite badly. It really is. Anyway. So where the money went, we don't know. But yes, oh, fuck, yes, I bought a whole van. I bought a van with fish dentist written on it. That cost a lot of it, actually. Anyway, this went on for a lot of time till Mahogany, my daughter, Hog, she pointed out fish don't have teeth. Fuck! Shit! What do we do? Why are you telling me now, Hog? We've had business cards printed on platinum! Thankfully, Sue googled it, and actually, Hog, you're wrong. You don't know everything. Fish do have teeth, all right? So, ha! Fish dentist, or fish dentist. Now, all I have to do is train to become a veterinarian, and we're off. I mean, how long can that take? Anyway, that wasn't what you wanted to hear, was it? You wanted to know why I'm so wet. Well, I got caught out in the rain. Sue Clinch, my supposed best friend, or beast friend, as I shall now be referring to her. Sue, you're my beast friend. She won't let me use her towel. She won't let me use her towel.
Get your own, she says. Get your own towel.
She's not well. I said, well, they're all in the wash. I was using them to clean the oven.
Why were you using towels to clean the oven?
Because you'd eaten all the kitchen roll, Sue. You'd eaten all the kitchen roll. She's got a thing about kitchen roll. She can chew away through a whole two-pack of Bounty when she's feeling anxious. She's not well, bless her. So, yes, I'm sat here absolutely shivering. I can't put the fire on because Mahogany, my daughter, doesn't trust me not to start trying to burn mother's dresses. I am something of a pyromaniac, so I'll probably just sit here and freeze. Shall I, Sue? Shall I?
Here you go.
Oh, thanks, Sue. Thank you. She just got me one of her jumpers. Very comfy, like wearing a big furry tent. Oh, bless her, she's not too bad. Cup of cocoa, too, if you don't mind, please, Sue. Cup of cocoa. Extra marshmallows. Extra marshmallows and an extra cup of cocoa, actually. I think this might be a two-cocoa situation, Sue. So, yes, so why am I so wet? Wet. You know, I worked with Marty Pello once. Absolutely adorable and makes the best fudge. I'm soaked through because I had to walk all the way back from an audition. Yes, an audition. I had got an audition. It was very exciting. I got an audition and then I had to walk all the way back in the rain. I went for this audition to see if I would like to be able, because you have to think, you know, is this a job I want? It's not just do they want me, but do I want them? And the answer's always yes, of course. They've got money. I haven't. You'd have to be mad not to. Anyway, it's a brilliant new product, right? I would be the new face of Banana Cows, or Banana Cows. I'm not sure how they're saying it. It's designed to replace cows with bananas, you see, because, no, you know about the meat crisis. You've probably heard about it. I'm always talking about the meat crisis. We're eating too much meat. I know I am. It's three sausages a day, and that's before we get to lunch. But, you know, we've got oat milk, we've got almond milk, evaporated milk. Brilliant ways of helping stop the meat crisis. So what we've now got is we've got these genetically modified banana trees where the bananas come out shaped like a whole cow. And it even moves as it degrades, which is so brilliant, I think, absolutely clever. I don't know who these scientists are, but they are geniuses. Anyway, you get your banana cow, you shave off a steak or a burger, you fry it, you roast it, you throw it on the fire, burn, baby, burn. And then you don't need meat anymore, you see, which solves the meat crisis. We've just got a banana shaped like a cow. And I was going to be the face of this company, or at least I got asked the audition. The idea being, you see, what would happen was I'd be living on this farm with all these big yellow sort of CGI cows, and I'll be like, meat, that's such old hat. Bananas, that's where it's at. That was the line they decided to do. But you know what, darlings? I think I fucked it. I think I completely fucked it. Do you know what I did? I asked questions. Never ask questions. They tell you what to do in the advert, and then they say, any questions? Golden rule of advert auditions, especially any auditions, but especially advert auditions, don't ask questions. Don't make them think you have a mind. Don't let them think you're anything other than human cattle, which is only slightly above banana cattle. Some of you might not actually be actors, which I find hard to believe, but if you don't know about advert auditions, they're not a lot of fun. They're akin to being forced to drink grandmother's bile, as John Smells once said. He refused to advertise anything. Even the fact that he was dying took us 3 days to realise he was dead, bless him. You go in there. There's a director, a casting director, a string of clients. Now, these are the scum, the clients, you know, the people from the company or advertising. worst people you could imagine. Grumpy, unpleasant, irritable, often with a big moustache, occasionally a fat cigar. Some of the worst people you could imagine. Grumpy, awful people. And they're sat around, you know, and they've got the unbearable stench of people who've sat in a room having to look at other people perform for them for hours, who are desperately trying to get them to give them some money. You see, so they're just, ugh, they hate that they're stuck in this airless basement room, just stinking the place up, having to watch these people, bright-eyed artists, and they can't understand art. They can only understand money and cigars and moustaches. So you see, when they say something like this, you know, this is the idea, banana cars, any questions, you just say, nope, no questions, and you do the audition, and you walk away. But you know what I'm like? If someone asks me if I've got any questions, I'm going to ask a question. You know, if something's niggling me, I can't let it lie. Well, I do have one question, I say. The client looks up, shocked and not a little offended. Yes, he says. Yes, like this. Well, it's just, yes. Banana-shaped cows.
Yes.
As a substitute for meat.
Yes.
Well, the thing is, they're shaped like cows, but do they taste like bananas?
Yes.
Well, the thing is, I think people who want substitute meats, really they want it to taste like meat, not to be shaped like a cow.
Fuck, dear listener. Oh, my Christ. It was like I dropped a bomb in the room, or at least just done a very powerful hangover fart. Instant chaos everywhere. Clients running around screaming like headless chickens. So I guess it would be their beheaded neck that was screaming. Kind of like that. Fuck, what have we done? What have we done? Shit, we've invested millions in this. What were we thinking? People could just eat bananas. Why would they need a banana? Etc, etc. They get on their phones, rush out the room. You know, cancel this, cancel that. And there's just me and the cameraman left in the room. And I say, shall we give it a go? And you know what's so tragic is I think I gave one of the finest auditions of my life. Moving, funny, insightful, rich with visceral and real truth, the likes of which you might find in a Hamlet or a Romeo, but rarely in an advert, especially one for banana-shaped cows. But it was all for nothing. For once, I didn't just fuck up the audition. I fucked the whole advert and the product. My one consolation... at least no one else will get it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My name is Marjorie Crooks. Piss off! I would just like to make you aware of a certain local businessman who goes by the name of Jacques or Jacques. I don't know how you pronounce it. I'll just call it Stephen. Recently, I had a minor accident when I accidentally, and not meaning to, drove my car into an oncoming wall. Where that wall came from, I had no idea. I swear on the life of my dear departed lizard, Susan, that wall was not there before I crashed into it. I was on my way to deliver a tub of jam to my niece in the neighbouring town of Grimsby, which is an absolute shithole. Why don't you live somewhere nice? I ask her. We can't afford it, Auntie Marjorie. Well, then get off your fat arse and get a job, I said. She said, Auntie Marjorie, that's very hurtful. I said, don't be such a soapy rag. You can get a fuckload just taking pictures of your arse and putting it on the computer. Men love fat arses nowadays. She said, that's not what I want to do. I said, when I was your age, we didn't get what we wanted to do, we did what we had to do. I, for instance, earned my change snapping the necks of pigeons. Did I enjoy it? Yes. But still, given the choice, I probably would have been an assassin. But the young today, they'll not listen to you, Duck. They're not listening. They think they know it all, just because they've seen Neil Buchanan shit out an art project when they're a kid. Anyway, I was on my way to my niece's house, observing the rules of the road, which I learnt 91 years ago, so unfortunately they didn't include rules like don't drive into a cunting wall. Before I know it, you've got police, ambulance, firemans. They said, we've got to take you to hospital, and I said, don't be daft. If I walked out the St. Valentine's Day massacre, I could walk out of this. He said, can you see above your dashboard? I said, of course not. I'm shrinking about 2 foot a year. That's why I've got this periscope. It's perfectly usable. They use it on Nazi U-boats, but you've probably never heard of Nazis, too busy locking up the white man for speaking his mind. Anyway, I end up at a garage with my car. I said, here's two bob, get it fixed. He said, oh, it's going to cost you. I said, of course it is. This is a business, isn't it? Not a charity. He said, new tyres, new windscreen, new lights and a new car. I said, are you taking the piss? Get it fixed or I'll get you deported. My nephew works for M25. He said, madam, I cannot fix this car. I said, what are you talking about? Why not? He said, it's not a car, it's a refrigerator. Also, this is a food and wine shop. I said, where's my car? He said, over there, you crashed it into a wall. I said, all right, just give us 40 Lambert and Butler and we'll call it quits.
Marjorie Crooks there, bless her. She's only 27. Thank you, Marjorie. Lovely stuff. No idea who she is, but she wanders in here and just starts talking. And I think, great, that'll fill up a few minutes. Anyway, I had a bit of running myself with a local mechanic with my car. Do you remember that I totaled it? I totaled it. Totally fucked it, more like, on a drive to Seaford recently. Real problem, I do tend to instinctively crash cars like Marjorie does. It's a throwback to my time. If I say the wonderful TV drama The Furry Three, little ripple recognition there, probably. The Furry Three, it was myself, Sue Clinch, lovely little actress called Leslie Looper. And we were these sort of secret agents, you know, like a twist on Charlie's Angels. The twist being, we were all very hairy women. At the time, I had a beehive that covered most of my body and blotted out much of the sky. Leslie wore a fake beard and moustache, so she was a bit of a con. But Sue just turned up as she was, bless her. Oh, fun times! Every episode, I crash a car. It wasn't in the script, but I was so bad at driving, eventually they just wrote it in. Anyway, I totaled this car, right? And then I discovered, oh, fuck. I'm talking about now, not in the past. I thought, oh, fuck, this isn't my car. Whose car is it? I don't even know. Big mystery. The likes of which Poirot himself would have struggled to solve. I try to analyse the clues. I sift through the evidence. I'm up night and day trying to work out whose car is this. But in the end, I just got everyone outside and shouted, whose car is this? That's Jen's, says Mahogany, my daughter. Who's Jen's? Jen. The car belongs to Jen, my partner. You did a whole podcast about her the other week. Oh, fuck, lovely, Jen. Yes, lovely, Jen. Yes, yes. Does she know I trashed her car? No, you borrowed it during lockdown so you could go to the forest for your morning screaming. You better get it fixed, Anna, right now. Well, you could at least call me Mum. I'll call you Mum when you've earned it. Fuck. You see what I have to put up with here, darlings, you see. Anyway, I take the car down to the local garage. It won't really move, so I just get Sue Clinch to tow it. God, she's strong. We finally get there. Lovely young chap, Russian, I think. He runs out, he sees this car, and he goes, this car is no good. You cannot take this car on the road. Like this, you see. It's a Russian accent, I think. That's what I'm attempting anyway. You cannot drive this car on the road. Well, can I drive it on the pavement? No. It is in a bad way. It needs much fixing, no? Sorry, darling, when you say no at the end of the sentence, do you mean like when people you say not, as in Sue Clinch is a good actor? Not. Sorry, Sue, just an example. Just popped in my head, no offence.
None taken.
No, says he. It cannot be driven. Not safe. Well, how much will it cost to fix? I've just had a residual check come in for Aliens the Musical, the movie. I haven't opened it yet. Hang on. Oh, it's £3.50. Is that close? No. This could take much time. Could cost £1,000. I swoon. £1,000? God. I've never even stolen £1,000. Can you show me what's wrong with it? He points out the various little bits and bobs, you know, a new pump, a broken headlight, no roof. Also, the tyres are all burst or missing altogether. Well, I've got a couple of tyres we can use. That'll save a bit of money. Sue made an obstacle course in the garden with them. Can I just go and get them and we'll stick those on? But, says the man, they have to be rum flat. I said, sorry, darling, what was that? Rum flat. I don't get what. What's he saying? Sue, what's he saying? Rum. Rum. Flit. Flit. What? Rum flit. Run flat. Run flat. Run. Rum. 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 Like flat rum. Flat. Rum. 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 Run flat. I mean, darling, stop rolling your R's. Because that's making it very difficult to understand. That's too many R's you're rolling there. You don't need all those R's rolling. Stop rolling your R's. Rolling my arse? No, darling, I didn't say rolling your arse. You're not... Fuck, I don't even know what rolling your arse involves.
I can do it.
Yes, no, Sue, all right, I'm sure you can. Sue can roll her arse. You don't want to know. Stop, could you just say it one more time? Run flat. All right, look, just whatever you've got to do, just do it, and we'll stick it on Mahogany's credit card, all right? He says, yes, I will make sure you get good price. Like this. Okay. All right, come on, Sue, let's go down to the pier. We'll have a go on the Crazy Mouse. We can ride that thing for hours. So off we go, lot of fun. Funnily enough, we bump into Leslie Looper. She's down there on the pier as well. Still wearing the fake beard and moustache, you know, just for old time's sake, bless her. She hasn't really worked since, so it's kind of like a, you know, remember me? Hey, Leslie Looper, so we all have a lot of fun. We have a few gins, you know, we go around on the Crazy Mouse a few times. It's a lot of fun. About 6 o'clock in the evening, we get back to the garage, absolutely hammered, right? As we're walking down the street, we hear an argument break out. Now, our friend, Bill, I called him Bill, he's being harassed, you know, the Russian man. He's being harassed by a group of thugs, right? Some sort of mafia thing, I don't know. They're trying to get money off him, protection money, very dodgy. Please, he says, I do not have money to pay you.
The boss is not happy with you. Have we not helped you since you came here?
Fuck, the way it was very frightening, it really was. It was almost like the way they spoke was written by some sort of inexperienced hack who had done no research. Well, the booze had given us some bravado, so I turned to Sue and Leslie and I say, girls, Maneuver 26. That was a reference to our days in the Furry 3. Gotcha, says Leslie Looper.
Yeah, all right,
says Sue. I stroll casually up to the men. Hey, boys, I say. Got a light, brandishing a very long cigarette, which was actually a few cigarettes just tied together.
No, they say. And anyway, you should not smoke here. It is garage and very flammable.
Oh, come on, boys, I say, brandishing my very hairy lashes. Don't you know how to show a girl a good time? Then, while they're distracted, Sue and Leslie appear from behind them and break all their arms and legs. We roll the thugs home, disgruntled. I think we've heard the last of them, says I. Thank you, says Bill. And he agrees to not only fix my car for a massively reduced rate of £3.50, but also we are now due to be wed. Husband number 17? Doesn't matter. The point is, all's well that ends well. And you know what? It's given me and Sue and Leslie a little idea. Maybe we're going to bring back The Furry Three. Watch this space. Anyway, darlings, thank you so much for listening again. Please, please, for the love of God, please do tune in to Anna Mann's Manic Mondays. 8 o'clock every Monday. Go to alwaysbecomedy.com. It's really so much fun. It really is. If you like this, you will like that. And you can even appear on screen and chat with me and all that stuff. It's so much fun. Other than that, I just want to say it's half term next week, so Sue's not going to be able to go into daycare. So I'm going to have the week off, if that's all right. But I'll be back in 2 weeks with a brand new podcast. Love you, kids. Take care, all of you. You're special, some of you. I don't know who you are, but I'm sure you're great. Bye.
Listening to the Anna Mann podcast, created, written and performed by Colin Holt, edited by the wonderful Dan Snellgrove and inspired by the repellent Sue Clinch. You can support our incredible work by going to patreon.com/annaman or ko-fi.com/annaman. You can also hire Anna for your own private Zoom parties. It really is a tremendous way to spend an evening with friends and has been going down phenomenally well. Send an email to colinholtcomedy@gmail.com, or if you'd like a lovely birthday message, video or audio, email to the same. And if you'd like to hire Colin or Anna for gigs or events, contact United Agents. Please follow us both on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram and YouTube by looking up Anna Mann Actress or Colin Holt.
Great and Big
and Never the Twain.
Welcome to All Rather Mysterious, the podcast that aims to unlock the mysteries of the past with the key of fact. My name is John Rain.
My name is Eleanor Morton.
My name is David Reed.
Please join us as we present to you mysteries that have baffled the world.
You had any noises?
What about a door creaking?
You don't have to do it.
That weird kadoonk that lights going off makes for some reason in films.
All Rather Mysterious.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.